Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of February the 22nd, 2020, the 27th of Shevat, 5780. This week's message is entitled Caricatures, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 23 and verse 1. You shall not spread a false report. 2 years ago, I commented on this same passage on what is still a relevant topic of fake news. This week, I want to get personal. I don't mean personal with you necessarily, but to look at how this directive affects people personally. This week's parsha contains a substantial section that includes a great assortment of rules covering various issues, including kidnapping, liability, loaning to the poor, and treatment of resident aliens, and much more. There's even a passage that speaks to abortion. The short prohibition we are looking at is part of a passage that expands on one of the Ten Commandments, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." This is often thought of as, "Don't lie to anyone," when actually it's directed toward more official legal-type situations, as is this passage, which I now fully quote. Chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. I trust that the seriousness of this is obvious. God directs his people to not misrepresent the truth against someone in legal matters. Note that includes showing partiality to the poor. While we should extend mercy to the oppressed of society, in matters of justice, there's to be no favoritism shown toward anyone, including the underdog. While specific to a legal setting, you shall not spread a false report, it likely extends beyond the courtroom, since what is essential in the legal environment certainly reflects a general principle of life. It's not as obvious in English as it is in Hebrew that the wording of "you shall not spread a false report" is similar to another of the Ten Commandments, "you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." This is not just about forbidding the use of God's name as a curse word. It applies to the invoking of God's name inappropriately. This would include taking a vow in God's name that you don't intend to keep, or claiming to deliver a message from God when you know you are making it up. Taking his name in vain, therefore, is the lessening of who God is by misrepresenting him. This is what spreading false reports does to other people. Misrepresentation of others lessens who they really are. Truth matters to God. In order for us and others to live effective godly lives, it's necessary to relate to the world in which we live as it is. Skewed versions of reality cause us and others to unnecessarily hurt one another and undermine the plans and purposes of God. We need, therefore, to take great care in how we caricature other people. Caricatures, in the popular sense, are humorous, most often lighthearted drawings of people purposely exaggerating physical or personality traits to create a particular impression about them. But when we caricature them out of frustration, disappointment, or outright malice, we skew who they really are in the eyes of others. People are far more complicated than the caricatures we paint of them. To present them, their actions, and opinions inaccurately is to undermine reality and therefore to misrepresent God. Gossip is not an innocent pastime. It's a highly destructive activity that God deplores and should be avoided at all costs. Instead, let us endeavor to paint realistic portraits of others. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.